Well, hello everybody. This is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor, and I am here once again with my everyday video. And today, I don't know why I decided to pick such a long and difficult topic, but I don't mind talking about it. So today I want to talk about how to deal with your bad temper. So it has come to my attention that there are many, many of us who have anger issues. I don't know how big or prevalent it is because, well, in my family, we tend to be a bunch of angry folks. And I mean that with all the love in my heart. I don't mean to say it like every single person in our family is just all just a bunch of angry people. I just mean that, we tend to be hot-tempered. And I definitely inherited hot temperature. Actually, I call myself a recovering anger addict. Because it is something that I depended on so much. It was like an emotional crutch. Anger was my best friend. If you started with me, I was going to make sure that I finished it with you. That was just the kind of person that I was. And in some ways, I definitely still have anger issues. But I want to talk to you who has come to a point where you feel like it's out of control. It's getting bad, or it's gotten bad. It's come to a point where nobody can really talk to you. It comes to a point where you hardly have functional, healthy relationships with people. I want to talk to you who is having that issue at the moment. And the reason why anger is an addiction is because emotions are addictive. When you are completely dependent on certain, especially high level emotions, fear, anger, just very high strung negative emotions, because they're the ones that possess the highest form of energy. It's very easy to allow yourself to let that emotion become you. But your emotions are not you. They are not who you are. They're just certain experiences that you have gone through in your life, and you were not able to really cope with them. So you decided to create something to protect you. And anger is a very, very good mask. It's a very good way of keeping people away from you. This is a highly sensitive topic. You are not to go anywhere near it. And I will lose my temper and go crazy on you so that you never touch it again. Or you are not allowed to talk about an honest issue that you have with me. Because if you do, I will make sure to lose my temper, go crazy on you, and make sure that you never talk about it to me again. So it's a form of protection, but it's a very, very dangerous and destructive form of protection. And I know that because anger ruled my world, my rage, my temper. I will always remember what my cousin told me. He told me, what I think it was like a year or two ago, and he was like, when it came to McKenna, you had to handle her with kid gloves, pretty thick muff, what do you call these? Oh, man, I've forgotten. Just those thick woolly gloves. Yeah. because really that was the kind of person that I was. If I compare my temper now, I'd give myself a 5, but back then I would give myself a 9, because it was very easy to provoke me into anger. And the thing about anger is that it comes from somewhere. I talked about this yesterday. It comes from unresolved issues. It comes from experiences that we've gone through that we refuse to deal with, that we are too scared to open, because we don't know, when you open that Pandora's box, can you handle it? Can you handle what's in there? It's like when you have this house that you know, is slowly deteriorating, and you know you have to fix that house. So you have to crash through windows, you have to break down walls, you have to, you know, redo the floor, you have to break down cabinets and all kinds of things, and it looks really, really ugly. And that's the thing about anger. There's a lot of rot underneath it. There's a lot of fear and unresolved issues, unresolved fears, shame and guilt that has built up to a point where it becomes a monster. It's like a monster that shields you from the rest of the world. And the thing about anger is like, it's like building up a monster that helps you in the beginning. But slowly, it starts to take control of you. So it started to protect you, and you felt good about it. But with time, you have started realizing that you are unable to have meaningful relationships with the people in your life. You are unable to have a functional life. It has gotten so bad that it affects all aspects of your life, your work, your personal relationships, the way you see things, because that's another thing about anger. It distorts your thinking. It has you being extremely self-defensive. When somebody says something that is just meant to be a joke, we take it really seriously. We take it to another level. And the person is like, what did I say? I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. That wasn't my intention. And that person is probably never going to joke around you again. That person is never going to have lighthearted conversation with you because of how seriously you took it, and you take things too far. And that's the thing about anger. That's the thing about having a bad temper. I know, because I'm definitely one of those people who is afflicted with a bad temper. I just happen to understand it better. I happen to know how to control it more. It's come to a point where before I would lose my temper like several times a week. And now, last year, I almost celebrated the fact that I didn't get like enraged. I didn't get like super angry. I was about to pop, you know, mental champagne in my head. And then on Christmas Day, somebody made me really angry. And that's what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about our triggers. There are people in our lives who are triggers, mainly family members, because they're the ones that have known us the most. They're the ones that know our vulnerable points. And sometimes you can find that I'm fine at work, I'm fine with my friends. But all it takes is that one person who knows something about you. And that one issue that maybe has been unresolved for years. And they bring it up, and it's like a pin that has been taken out of a grenade, and you just throw it into the room. You just turn into Hulk. So it's important to understand what your triggers are. So what is it that triggers you? Who are the people that trigger you? Start becoming aware of your anger. I think I talked about it maybe 2-3 videos ago, that I am aware of when I start losing my temper. Like, my heart rate starts to increase. My ears get hot. I start feeling this strong energy that comes from my head, and it starts from my chest and it moves into my arms. And when I'm in that place, two things will happen. I can either talk myself out of getting angry and just pulling the trigger, or I just lose it. It's a very, very critical moment. And there are times when I win and there are times when I lose. Now, there are two things I want to talk about here. And the first one is the fact that when you lose your temper, you are literally offline. I learned about a part of our brain called the prefrontal cortex that manages our emotions and our judgment. And I learned, I think, probably from Brené Brown, I think it was a podcast that she had, where when you're stressed and you're unaware of your stress, it's like that hormone, that stress hormone, it just takes over the part of your brain that is conscious. So you start working on autopilot. So for people who lose their temper like I do, when you're unaware of what is happening to your body when you start to have that tension building up, it's very easy to lose your temper because you're not aware. So I have to literally tell myself, you're getting angry. You're getting angry. Stay online. Stay online. Be aware. Be aware. You're getting angry. And man, sometimes I just go off the ledge and I just let them have it. And I regret it. There has never been a time when I have lost my temper and I haven't regretted it. I always regret it because I know that there is a better way that I could have handled my anger. But the difference between who I was then and who I am now is that when I lose my temper, I do two things. First of all, actually three things. I acknowledge the fact that I lost my temper and that I hurt the person that I lost my temper towards. And number two, I always apologize. I always apologize. And number three, I forgive myself. I remind myself that I am a human being who is learning, who is trying to figure this thing out, and that I will be better next time. And that's when I find myself talking to a good friend, a confidant, somebody that I know understands me, and I talk to them openly about the fact that this happened. I lost my temper today. Why did you lose your temper? Because of this, 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 and that. But another thing that I have done, sorry, excuse me. Another thing that I've done that has helped me is that I have stopped passing the blame and acting like this person shouldn't have, they shouldn't have provoked me. Even if that person did play a part, what I do is I acknowledge the part that I played. If it was an argument, if it was whatever it was, I am still responsible for how I responded to that situation. Having said all that, I still do it with kindness and compassion towards myself. Because before I would say, what is wrong with you? Why do you keep losing your temper? You know it's not bad. I mean, you know it's not good for you. And all that does is just build more shame and more anger. And then the next time it happens, you haven't really learned anything. So you get angry again. So I've created a system for myself where, first of all, I make sure that I am present when I am angry. My success rate is, with the system that I formed for myself, I'd give myself an 85% because I have managed to minimize the number of times that I lose my temper. But, you know, then again, I don't hang out with my family that much, so that remains to be seen. But having said that, I think it's also very important to understand that you shouldn't put yourself in constant situations where you are triggered. Like, I am sorry if you're in a relationship right now, a marriage, where your partner constantly tests you. Your partner constantly triggers you. This is somebody that you have to live with every day. And who knows? Maybe this person actually enjoys doing that. Maybe they just enjoy pushing your buttons. They enjoy egging you on. But it is still your responsibility to handle how you respond to that situation. Because you cannot constantly allow yourself to give this person power over your emotions, to give this person control over how you respond to things. That is up to you. And that is always up to you. So you can choose to remove yourself from that situation. You can choose to end relationships with people who are just taking you down this path of you constantly losing your temper and getting angry. So there's that option. But if you're in a situation where you cannot do anything about, you know, the environment that you're in, then my suggestion is that you start doing more reading about meditation, that you start doing more reading about self-awareness, you start understanding yourself more, and you also start finding at least one person in your life that you can talk to openly and candidly about your temper, about your anger issues. If it requires you to, if you feel like you want to seek professional help, by all means do. Therapy is a fantastic option to take. But maybe you don't prefer it because you feel like it's either too expensive, you can't afford it, or you don't feel like opening up to somebody who you feel like you don't know, you don't want to open up to a complete stranger. Then do find somebody in your life who you trust, who you admire, who you know can help you through it. Because when you talk openly and with vulnerability and without ego about something that you're going through in your life, then you start to have compassion for yourself because you're going through real pain. But it's not enough to just talk. It's also important. That's why I say doing more of your own research and also seeking therapy can really help, because a professional can give you systems that you can incorporate into your life that can help you deal with your anger. For like for me, like I said, my first one is self-awareness. And then two things happen. I can either talk myself off the ledge or I can jump right over. And if I happen to lose my temper, then I go through my three-stage process. Acknowledge it, apologize, and forgive myself. Because I am responsible for my anger. I am responsible for the way I respond. Nobody is responsible for it but me. So that's my take on how to deal with a bad temper. And for those of us who have loved ones who have issues with tempers, man, that's a bit difficult because if you know for a fact that you are not the one who is constantly provoking this person, and maybe this person is constantly spoiling for a fight, then man, that's a bigger issue. I don't think I've gone that far. I've always focused so much on myself and taking responsibility for my actions. And I don't think I've ever put myself around people who are always angry. I think I did that all on my own, and I just can't deal with that angry energy. So I stay away from people who are always angry. I just, it's not worth it. But I guess my request to you is to have compassion for them. Because and kindness towards them, because they are going through pain. It's not about you. Yes, this person will lose their temper, but you are not the problem. Unless, of course, you are constantly picking on them and taking them apart. But if that's not in your nature, if you're just a good person who happens to be in a relationship with someone who has a bad temper, or you have a sibling or a really good friend who has temper issues, then, you know, we have our good days. We have our days when we are willing to listen and understand perspectives. So if you can just talk to us with love and with again, with kindness and compassion, but at the same time, I'm sorry, I have a throat issue. but at the same time, keeping it real with us and telling us, listen, this issue you have, it's ruining our relationship. It's ruining our friendship. It's not good for you. I want the best for you. I don't want to see you hurting and in so much pain. So what can we do? What can we do to help you get over this hump? Now, when you do that and this person still doesn't respond favorably, then you have done your part. There isn't very much you can do. You can do one of two things. You can either want to continue to help them, or you can step away, especially if it's getting too toxic for you. And that's okay, because we're the ones who are afflicted with this problem, and it's our responsibility to deal with it. It's our responsibility to handle it. Okay, man, I'm almost going into half an hour. It's just one of those topics that I can really, really go on and on about. So for the one or two people who have stayed on with me for this video, thank you so much for watching. I appreciate it, especially on a Saturday evening. I appreciate you watching. So I hope you guys have I hope you have a great continuation of the weekend. And I hope it ends well. I hope that you found value in this video. If you did, go ahead and click share with somebody that you feel needs this advice. So I am Sheila McKenna. Thank you so much for being a part of this live video. Take care and talk soon. Bye for now.